on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, what's more important, a mommy makeover or having enough savings to support your family? I mean, that's the question that we were left with going into the weekend, y'all. Welcome back. It's time for a Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from last week that called in and say, hey, listen, I know this idea sounds crazy, but is it crazy enough to work? And now is where we check in and see what happens with them. Where were you last week with Anonymous, Jess?
Anonymous was considering basically almost clearing out her family savings for a mommy makeover. She's had three kids and she's felt like she has been constantly put on the back burner. And she compared the numbers and basically was explaining to her husband that the amount of money that he spent over the course of a year on things that he wants to do ultimately amounts to the money that she would spend on this surgery. And she doesn't see how it's not fair for her to do it herself.
So did she do it? Did she not? Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
So did we drop some cash this weekend?
Honestly, I couldn't stop thinking about all the moms that called in and understood how I felt. So I ended up going to the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, I just want to hear them out.
Sure.
And I told my husband, I'm just going to hear what they have to offer and then come home. But once I got there, I started thinking about how many times I've talked myself out of doing something for myself because I felt guilty.
Mm.
And the surgeon told me that the pricing package would expire after the weekend, that if I walked away, this is going to be thousands more.
No, crap.
I panicked. I thought, I'm never going to be able to do it. I'm never going to be able to do it. So I signed the paperwork.
Oh, God.
They got you.
I put down the deposit.
Ooh.
And I locked down that date.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And does your husband know?
Yep, he's not happy. I mean, it did leave us with a few thousand dollars in our savings.
Yeah.
But when he found out, he was really upset. He says, I broke his trust because we agreed that we weren't going to make the decision.
Oh, so you went
this over the family, like our stability and our financial security.
Okay, because he was aware that you were going for the consultation and you guys didn't agree on actually maybe putting money down.
I
but
guess
then you basically
wanted me
just
to talk to him first.
I was in
the office with the surgeon and thought, I got to do this now. I don't have time to have a conversation with him about it. I'm going to lose the opportunity.
So he was under the impression that you were just going to go here. But he didn't think you were going to spend
the
money.
Yeah, but you know what? I chose myself. For the first time in years, I chose myself. And I'm so tired of feeling guilty, wanting that one thing that makes me feel good. And I'm looking forward to it. Things are pretty tense at home, but I know I made the right decision.
Did you?
It's tough. This was a tough one because I could legitimately see both sides, especially when you were like, hey, I've crunched the numbers and you and this is exactly the same. The only difference is my appointment's today and you did that over the year.
I need it over,
you know?
Yeah.
So I hear you when you say that, but then also it's like times are so hard right now. And if there's an emergency, the kind of position that can potentially put you guys in. And
but
so,
what if there's not?
Yeah.
What if things are great and we still, you know?
Nobody's that
you
so raven over
right,
here. We
right.
can't see into the future. No, I understand.
I mean, $2,000 is not like a little amount of money, but it's not like if something.
For a family of five?
Yeah, though. I know. That's the part that worries me.
I'm glad I did this. Yes, he's upset. We have some tension, but I wanted to do this for me.
So can we be upset then? I mean, can anybody be upset? If she said, I want to do this for me, can anybody walk away from this conversation being like, well, you did the wrong thing then?
It's just tough because, like
what if Garage Boy did this? This is your husband. He went out and spent
all of our money?
A majority of your savings. Majority of your savings on him. But he said, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
I guess, you know, we'll get in the
and
car.
He looks good.
We're going back to Stockton with your new body, I guess. I guess Doc is going to get to enjoy it in my parents' home.
I got these pec implants, but I feel good. I guess
we're moving into my old room, but at least you look good indoors. You know what I mean? We don't have money to spend outside, but I guess you look real good inside. But that's my truth. That's me, right? That's what would happen to me. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to you. I just know the way my bank account looks right now and the way gas works right now, my butt would probably have to move back home with my mama.
I just imagine Garage Boy with giant pec implants.
Could you imagine? Like, all this work done, and we're just sitting in my home living room on
veneers.
The couch, and I'm like, what do you want to watch on TV? Because we can't go anywhere.
Hey, listen, I mean, if you're happy, that does at least say something. So, I don't know. You guys are going to figure it out. And you seem good.
I feel really good about this decision.
Okay. Then there you go. Yeah. And there's something to be said about that. So listen, we appreciate you calling us back and giving us the update, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.